You're listening to the Equine Forum on HRRN, presented by Twin Spires.
Sierra Leone is toward the center of the pack, looking toward the outside, 8 lengths to make up, just over a quarter mile to go. Top Connor is the leader. Epic Ride swings wide, just a touch between horses. Door Knock has to shift lanes along with Sierra Leone. That pair out in the center of the track, still 5 lengths off the lead as they move by the eighth pole. Just a touch has taken the lead from Top Connor. Sierra Leone is running on from the outside, a 16th to go. Sierra Leone comes forward for the lead and deep stretch and wins the Toyota Bluegrass for Tyler Gaffalione. Just a Touch was second. Epic Ride was third. 1 minute 50.08 seconds.
Boy, did he ever come forward. Kentucky-bred Sierra Leone made an emphatic statement with that victory in the Bluegrass Stakes 3 weeks ago. Keeneland announcer Kurt Becker had the call. Sierra Leone now expected to be among the favorites, if not the favorite, when the horses leave the starting gate beneath the Twin Spires next Saturday. And with that, it is time now for this week's Kentucky Bred Conversation presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds. And in just a moment, I will welcome Sierra Leone's breeder, Debbie Oxley. But first, a reminder that awards up to $3,000 a race are available from the Kentucky Breeders Incentive Fund for winning an allowance or maiden special weight race anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine Racetrack. And awards up to $4,000 a race are available for winning a non-graded stakes anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. I'll tell you about more incentives right after this week's Kentucky Bred Conversation with Louisville native Debbie Oxley. Debbie, appreciate the time. Good morning.
Good morning.
When I say the name Sierra Leone, what are some of the things that immediately come to mind?
Well, I just get a tight feeling in my chest, like I'm holding my breath. That call you just played in the Bluegrass was, I mean, I can't even tell you what it was like being there. And he was, you know, pretty far back. And you're thinking, oh, dear, oh, dear. And then turning for home, he just ran home strong. We were really proud of him.
What was it like? How can you put into words what it was like for you sitting there watching the horseshoe bred that now very well might be the Kentucky Derby favorite run the way he did in the Bluegrass Stakes?
It was nerve-wracking. It was thrilling. It was, you know, it's interesting because, as you know, we race, and I've never been in a position where we've had a horse that we've bred that is racing at this caliber that we don't own. So it's kind of interesting from that standpoint, but it really doesn't feel any different. And it's nice to go back to the barn and see his mama. And it's just been a thrill. It's been a wonderful experience. And I guess the pressure thing of it in a way was the fact that he sold so well for so much money. It's like, oh gosh, oh dear, I hope he can perform up to his price tag. Because as you well know, a lot of times the horses that sell for big dollars, you know, there are a lot of duds out there. There are a lot of green monkeys.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah. You mentioned going back to the barn and getting a chance to see his mama. Now, Sierra Leone is a son of Three Chimney Stallion Gunrunner. His dam is named Heavenly Love, who is a daughter of Malibu Moon. Tell me a little bit more about how all of this came to be. How did Sierra Leone come to be?
Well, my husband and I, Jack and I, we sit down and do the matings. We go over, you know, matches and information. And the matchup with Malibu Moon looked really good on paper. And I said, let's go with this. And that's how we got Heavenly Love. And with the Gunrunner, we really liked Gunrunner, and Jack bought some seasons early on. And once again, this looked like a really nice fit on paper, and we went with it. And that's how we got him.
Wow.
And he was a phenomenal looking yearling. He was at the Saratoga Summer Select Sale summer before last, and he, he's just really a lovely individual, well-balanced, great shoulder, great rear end. So we were, it's been an interesting ride. And after the sale, you go through this period where you really don't hear much about him, and we're wondering, well, we kind of knew through the grapevine that Chad had him, and we were kind of getting little feedback from here and there, but it's just been exciting.
What do you remember about Sierra Leone as a youngster before he went to the sales?
Well, he was just from the very beginning. He was a very nice foal, and he just, as time went on, he just continued to improve. He was, didn't have a lot of issues. It just continued to grow, and when we got to the point in the spring, getting ready, thinking about selling the yearlings and where they would go, he was, Gainsway sold him, and they were very impressed with him. They really wanted to put him in the Saratoga Select Sale, which is really, I don't know, people know enough about the sale process, but the Saratoga Summer Select Sale is intense from the standpoint there's only a certain number of horses. It's not like Keeneland with 7,000. And so everybody is there with their vets. The horse has to be perfect to sell well there. It's very intense for a breeder, because if you don't bring the right product there, you're in the wrong sale. And
right.
So it's just kind of nerve-wracking from that standpoint. And the night that he sold, my husband and I were sitting there, and we just had to sit there for a few minutes to collect ourselves before we left the pavilion. It was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the gavel came down at $2.3 million. So you know that Sierra Leone, as they like to say, checked all the boxes. And obviously his new connections think the world of him, and now he'll get his chance to run for glory, if you will, in the Kentucky Derby next Saturday. Debbie, you go back a long ways with horse racing, and I mean that with the utmost respect. You grew up in Louisville. You were around the game for a very long time. And then, if I'm not mistaken, you told me that you even experienced some fun in the infield at a certain point in your life, and now you've gotten to experience the game from a lot of different perspectives.
Yes. Well, growing up in Louisville, the Derby, it's just, even though my parents had nothing to do with horses or anything like that, I'm from a family of educators and ministers. The Derby was always something we'd sit down and watch as a family, and it was just Derby's something special for Louisville. I think any native Louisvillian will tell you that. And when I was in high school, they came to our high school to interview people when I was a junior to be usherettes in the Derby. So in 1968, I was an usherette, and my area was the third floor clubhouse, which is right where I have a box now.
Wow.
Which is really funny. And then in the ensuing years in college, I went to the infield a couple of times, and well, you don't really see a horse, but it was a lot of fun for young people. I think it's changed a lot now, but back then it was just a nice party. And through the years of being at the Derby, and of course seeing Monarcos win the Derby was pretty exciting in 2001.
I would say so.
That was definitely a thrill. And he had an incredible trip. And I hope Sierra Leone gets a great trip, because that means everything in the Derby.
Yeah, that is the whole key to winning the Kentucky Derby, is getting a clean trip. Monarcos, owned by your husband, John, and yourself, bred by J.D. Squires.
Yeah, he even wrote a book about it, which was kind of a, A Horse of a Different Color. It's really kind of a funny book. But when he told us he wanted to write a book about it, we were both kind of like, oh, how are we going to be trading this book, you know? It turned out really well, and Jim and Marianne became good friends of ours.
What do you remember about that day when Monarcos won?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the thing I remember most is getting down to the normal winner's circle before you walk across the track and looking up, and all of a sudden it says, objection, objection is flashing. And my life is like flashing before me. And one of my really good friends, all these reporters were around us with their microphones and stuff. And one of my good friends was standing behind these people with a big smile on her face going, it's okay, mouthing, it's okay, it's okay. So you just had to stand there and smile and hold your breath until we got through the objection. That was really nerve-wracking. I don't wish that on anybody.
For those of us who have never had the privilege of experiencing the feeling of our horse winning the Kentucky Derby, what was the moment like when that number, Monarcos's number, was posted as the official winner?
We just all cheered. I think I've got a great picture of all of us, like, just throwing our hands up in the air and screaming, and just it was incredible. It was just a out of body experience. I think my husband equated it with being in outer space.
Well, an out-of-body experience for sure. We'll see if that can be a feeling you can experience again one more time coming up on Saturday afternoon. Debbie, what have you enjoyed most about being part of the thoroughbred industry over the years?
The friends we've made through the years. We've made really good friends. And I think the people who love horses, who love animals, are people that connect in a way that maybe other people don't. I don't know. But we've made some really good friends. And we've had our, you know, everybody's had their ups and downs in racing and breeding and everything. And kind of just being there with people you care about.
If Sierra Leone were to cross the finish line first in this year's Kentucky Derby, I know you probably don't even want your mind to go there quite yet, but what would that moment be like? What do you think it would be like in your mind?
I think I would just, I'm not sure. I hope I don't pass out. In fact, I think I probably just have to sit down in the chair for a minute and catch my breath and maybe try not to cry.
Yeah, they do become like your children, don't they?
Yeah, it would just be a phenomenal experience. But, you know, we've had a lot of experience. We've run in the Derby since Monarcos, and it's just, I know what a heartbreak it can be. You know, Classic Empire got knocked sideways coming out of the gate and then got knocked again coming down the stretch. It's like I've had these experiences. The Monarcos, I'm going to focus my mind, though. One of my good friends says thoughts have wings. I'm going to focus on Monarcos' run, not any of the other disastrous experiences.
Yeah. But yeah, focus on the positive.
Yes, focus on, I'll never forget the announcer. I think it was still Dave Johnson doing it. Here comes Monarcos. It was so exciting. So I'm hoping it'll be. And here comes Sierra Leone in the stretch.
Debbie, I hope that is exactly what happens for you next Saturday. I really appreciate the visit here. Thank you for taking some time to tell your story and to tell the story of Sierra Leone. All the best. Good luck in Louisville.
Thank you.
Join me next Saturday here on the Equine Forum for another edition of Kentucky Bred, presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds, providing awards up to $5,000 and $7,500 for winning a Grade 1, Grade 2, or Grade 3 race anywhere in the USA and in multiple countries, and awards of $200,000 allocated to the top 20 claiming horses in Kentucky with the most claiming wins in the Bluegrass State. Breed them, raise them, race them. We all win with Kentucky Breds.